During an animal health emergency, the coordination of tasks, agencies, and personnel will be necessary to ensure an effective and efficient response. This is accomplished through the use of the Incident Command System, or ICS. This just-in-time training presentation will review ICS structure and terminology with an emphasis on the use of ICS for an animal health emergency. The Incident Command System is the standard, on-scene, organizational framework used to coordinate emergency responses for all types of hazardous incidents, including animal health emergencies. It has three very basic elements. ICS defines and organizes personnel, facilities, equipment, and communications by using standard terminology, personnel units, and supervisor titles. ICS is a modular system that is flexible and adaptable. The command structure can expand or contract based on the size and complexity of the incident. ICS allows for the cooperation of multiple agencies. This allows for efficient and effective management of incidents that span multiple sites or multiple jurisdictions. The use of the Incident Command System for all responses is mandated by the National Incident Management System, or NIMS. The Incident Command System structure is a top-down system, organized into five management functions, each of which performs specific duties. The five major management functions of ICS are Incident Command, which includes the Incident Commander and the Command Staff, and the General Staff, which includes the Operations, Planning, Logistics, and Finance Administration sections. Each of these areas will be discussed in more detail. The Incident Commander has the overall responsibility for managing the incident. Responsibilities of this position include setting incident objectives, determining strategies, and establishing priorities for the response. This is the only position of the Incident Command System that is always staffed during an incident. The Incident Commander is responsible for all incident objectives until they are delegated out to command or general staff personnel. During larger incidents, additional supervisory positions may be established. The command staff reports directly to the incident commander and includes a safety officer who monitors and oversees working conditions of the incident and is responsible for developing procedures to keep personnel safe. The safety officer is allowed to stop any unsafe behavior or procedure. The liaison officer is the primary contact for other supporting agencies involved in the incident response. The public information officer provides information to stakeholders, including the media, regarding response activities. The incident commander will perform all of these roles until additional positions are assigned. In smaller incidents, some of these positions may not be staffed. In addition to the command staff, there is also general staff management functions, which are responsible for specific tasks, duties, and personnel. The four general staff sections of ICS are the operations section, the planning section, the logistics section, and the finance and administration section. All sections are led by a corresponding section chief, for example, the operations section chief. The operations section is responsible for performing various tasks needed to meet the goals of the response as outlined by the incident action plan, which we will discuss later. This includes developing and organizing tactical assignments and directing all tactical resources. For large incidents, the operations section may be divided into divisions, which are geographical areas of operation, such as by town, or into groups, which are functional areas of operation, such as disease diagnosis, biosecurity, or appraisal groups. If the number of divisions or groups exceeds the span of control, a branch may need to be formed. Depending on the needs of an incident, specialized strike teams or task force may also be developed. Specialized strike teams include a group of resources of the same kind or type, while task force are a combination of mixed resources with a specific mission. The operations section is supervised by the operations section chief. The planning section of ICS is responsible for collecting, evaluating, and disseminating information pertaining to the incident, as well as maintaining the status of resources. This section also prepares and documents the incident action plan and tracks resources for the response. Subdivisions within the planning section are called units, as compared to groups or divisions in the operations section. The planning section is supervised by the planning section chief. The logistics section of a response provides support, resources, and services needed to meet the incident objectives. This may include personnel, supplies, facilities, food, communication, and transportation. The logistics section can be divided into two branches, the service branch and the support branch, when incidents are very large or when a number of facilities are involved requiring large numbers of equipment. Subdivisions within the logistics section are also called units, as compared to groups or divisions in the operations section. The logistics section is supervised by the logistics section chief. The finance and administration section provides accounting, procurement, time recording, and cost analysis services. It serves to monitor costs associated with the incident, including the cost of resources and reimbursement of workers. Subdivisions within the finance and administrative section are called units. The finance and administrative section is supervised by the finance and administrative section chief. This slide shows a sample ICS organizational structure for an animal health emergency, such as a foreign animal disease, and some of the possible subdivisions. The type and scale of the response will determine the number of and designation of specific divisions, groups, and units established. This diagram is not all-inclusive. As previously mentioned, for all responses, an incident action plan is required. The Incident Action Plan outlines the necessary goals and actions required for the situation and provides direction for the response. At its most basic level, it should address the goals and procedures needed for the response, who is responsible for various tasks, how communication will occur, and how responder health and safety procedures will be handled. The Incident Action Plan should be in a written form and is generally developed by the Planning Section in coordination with the Incident Commander. The leadership hierarchy for the Incident Command System is standardized. At each level, individuals with primary responsibility positions have distinct titles. The top of the organizational structure is the Incident Commander, who oversees all aspects of the response. Members of the designated command staff that assist the incident commander are referred to as officers. General staff section leaders are designated as a chief. Divisions and groups are led by a supervisor. Units are led by a leader. Strike teams or task force may be developed under a particular operations section. These specialized teams are supervised by a leader. In large or complex incidents, further subdivisions of sections may be necessary. These subdivisions are called branches, which are supervised by a branch director. The determination for needed subdivisions within the ICS structure is partially dependent on what is called span of control. This is defined as the number of individuals or resources that one individual can effectively manage. The ideal ratio is one supervisor to five resources. If the ratio is 1:3 or lower, the response structure may shrink. Whereas, if the ratio is 1:7 or greater, the response structure may expand. In both instances, the expansion and contraction exemplifies the flexibility of the incident command system to best fit the needs of the incident. In incidents involving more than one agency or jurisdiction, a unified command structure may be used. This involves joint command by representatives from each agency instead of a single incident commander. This adaptation of the basic ICS structure helps to further the response goals by facilitating information flow and eliminating duplication. Another adaptation of the basic ICS structure is called area command. This type of command is used when large, complex responses or multiple incident command posts are needed for a response. An area commander oversees multiple incidents, each being managed through a basic ICS organization. Locations within the response area also have standardized terminology. The incident command post is where the command staff are located and all operations are overseen. It is denoted by a square with blue and white triangles on an incident site map. There is only one incident command post per site. The staging area, denoted by a white circle with an S inside, is where all resources, such as personnel and equipment, are kept while waiting for incident assignment. There may be multiple staging areas during a response. The base, denoted by a white circle with a B inside, is where primary service and support activities such as logistics or administrative functions are performed. There is only one base for each incident. A camp, denoted by a white circle with a C inside, is an area where resources essential to support operations are kept. Camps provide food, water, sleeping areas, and sanitary services. This may be a hotel or other building, or as simple as a trailer or group of tents. There may be multiple camps for a response. This slide shows a mock response site with possible locations of ICS facilities in relation to an incident location. So let's see how it's all put together. When an incident occurs, incident command is established and an incident command post is identified. Command staff are then called upon as needed. An incident response plan is developed and distributed. The public information officer delivers information to stakeholders. Local plans that may be in place to support specific incidents are incorporated into the response. As tasks are initiated and completed, assessment, documentation, and evaluation will be necessary. This diagram shows examples of various incident sizes and complexities to highlight the need for the adaptability of the ICS system. Isolated responses are usually short in time and require minimal levels of resources and a limited and simple ICS structure. In contrast, regionally or nationally significant responses would need significant personnel and material resources, a longer response period, and therefore a more complex ICS structure. For more information on the Incident Command System and its implementation for an animal health emergency response, see the FEMA or USDA FADPREP websites. Information provided in this presentation was developed by the Center for Food Security and Public Health at Iowa State University College of Veterinary Medicine through funding from the Multi-State Partnership for Security in Agriculture.